It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is the back-to-school season, and on consecutive Motherlode Views, we are getting caught up on everything new with the two largest high schools in Tuolumne County. Last week, we focused on Sonora High School with Superintendent Ed Pelfrey, and this week, we'll be turning our attention entirely to Somerville High School, as we're pleased to be joined on the program and in studio by Superintendent Michael Merrill. Superintendent Merrill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So school has been back in session for a few weeks now. How have things been going at Somerville High School?
It's been a great start for us. I tell you that it's so nice to see all the smiles on everybody's faces. No masks on. Makes it very nice to see that. Feels like shoulders have lowered. They're not up around our ears anymore. So it just feels good to be back.
You know, anything new and exciting this year at Somerville High School?
There's always something new happening at school. I want to say that we have our sound system repaired in our stadium, which has been a great asset, so we can hear what's going on throughout the stadium. And just other projects, resurfacing of the floors in both gyms. So making the school look presentable for our students as they return.
Very nice. How about new staffing this year?
Yeah, we are fortunate to have brought on several new staff members. We have Stephen Hall in our art program, Rod Harris teaching choir, Bethany Kirk is filling our drama and English position, John Smale in math, and Susie Suggs-Lewis, an alumni of the school, has joined us in social studies. We also have two new custodians in our ranks, Wendy Perry and Chris Sullivan, as well as Mariah Nuki, a paraeducator. To round out our team, we have a couple new admin as well. We have a new principal at Somerville High School this year, Brett Christopher, and another grade level coordinator, Andrea Frey, whom we stole from Curtis Creek Elementary. And then finally, I have a new executive assistant, Janae Perkins, another alumni from the school. So very excited about all those new additions to our school.
Very good. You know, we hear about challenges with hiring teachers across the state. Have you noticed, has it been a challenge locally at Somerville High School?
You know, I feel fortunate that we've had some really great hires, but hiring in any regard right now is really difficult. We do have a couple of positions that are open still, and so we want to make sure we're finishing those, but all of our teaching positions are filled.
You know, what are the various different aspects and campuses that Somerville has?
So we have our main campus, which houses both Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy and Somerville High School. We have three necessary small schools at Mountain High, Cold Springs, and South Fork. And then sharing the South Fork, the Cold Springs site is Long Barn, our alternative program. Then we have an adult ed, independent study, and independent study program also housed on the Somerville site. So we have a number of campuses that we operate.
I still have some people occasionally ask me, you know, what exactly is Connections Academy? So anybody who's not familiar with Somerville and the campus, what is the Connections Academy and how it fits in with Somerville?
So Connections Academy is a visual and performing arts academy. All of our students that attend Connections are required to take at least two visual or performing arts classes in addition to all of their academic subjects. And again, it's housed on the Somerville campus. So as you would walk through our campus, you wouldn't know if you're looking at a student that goes to Connections Academy or a student that goes to Somerville High, and many of them, they go back and forth between the two. Classes are shared, so it's just a great opportunity. It's a great kind of little secret that we have to operate that academy, so we're very proud of it.
You know, what's going on right now when it comes to fall sports and extracurricular activities at the high school?
So we've had a successful start to our fall season. Right now we have volleyball and football going on as well as women's golf and cross country. So those sports, our school is performing well. I know we just had a huge victory on Friday against Houston. I got to drive to Houston and see that for our football team. So it was a very nice victory. Good to see.
Yeah, 4-0 start. That's pretty impressive.
That's very good. Very proud of them. So.
Yeah, I know that game started a little bit later than normal because the heat from this past week. Was that a challenge as an administrator with the hot temperatures last week?
Absolutely. You know, our buses are not air-conditioned, so that does make it difficult. But our athletes were primed and ready to go, and it just was all around a good thing. But yeah, later start. Varsity game actually started about 8:30.
Mm-hmm. So, and then with the past couple of years with the COVID pandemic, there are a lot of questions about what activities would take place and what wouldn't. Is it kind of back to normal this year when it comes to after-school activities?
It is very much back to normal. So we are excited to announce that we will have Snoopy, our production drama production opening. We're going to start auditions for that. So that will be something to look forward to. And all of our sports will have parades and so forth that will involve both Jazz at 8 as well as our band. So, yeah, back to normal for us.
All kinds of homecoming activities, I imagine, as well.
Right. Homecoming is on Friday the 23rd of September. So we're looking forward to having all those activities and people come visit us.
Now, in regards to enrollment figures at Somerville High School, what have you kind of witnessed over recent years?
So it's been up and down the last couple of years. We've seen a number of students choose the independent study route. So the last year and a half, we hired a second independent study teacher so that we could help get that education happening for students and parents that chose that route. This year, we are back to one independent study teacher, and so the numbers of students are returning to Somerville High main campus, which is nice to see.
You know, for anyone who's unfamiliar, what is independent study then?
Independent study is a program where they can do online learning. There's using the APEX program, but there's also an opportunity to be doing book work through that. But students attend one day per week for at minimum 1 hour to earn credits and move forward toward their eventual diploma.
How about graduation rates? What are you noticing when it comes to Somerville students?
Our graduation rate stayed high, fortunately. We had a great graduation last year, all in person. It was wonderful to see. But we hover right around 95-96% in terms of our graduation rate.
Okay. Is that pretty high when it comes to state averages?
That is a pretty good, good mm-hmm. number.
Do you notice most students end up, going to the workforce or they go to secondary schooling?
We're fortunate to have the agreement with Columbia College where the first 2 years are free. So we're seeing an increase of students that are taking advantage of the Columbia College route. Very nice to see that they're continuing in their education. But we have students that attend the military, go straight off to work or into trade schools, as well as our four-year colleges and other junior colleges around as well.
What kind of partnerships do you have with Columbia College?
Right now we have a dual enrollment partnership going. We have one of our teachers, Mr. Suggs, is teaching a U.S. history class through Columbia College, but it's on campus. So he has students that he's educating, and that gives them the 2+2 credit, which is both the high school credit and college level credit. Very nice for them moving on.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Is that competitive to get in those classes?
He's got some good numbers in there, so they've liked that versus the former AP option or advanced placement option, which had that high stakes test at the end. So students are appreciating that option.
And with that promise scholarship in Columbia College with the admission, do you notice quite a few that are taking advantage of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a large number of students going through the Columbia College program. It's a great college, and we're happy to have that arrangement with them.
I can imagine it makes the decision easy for a lot of people and takes some of the burden off of deciding those first couple of years.
Absolutely. I wish that were around when my kids were in high school.
Right. Well, we are talking about Somerville High School on this weekend's Motherload Views. It's kind of a two-part series that we've been doing at the start of the beginning of this school year. Last week, we heard from Ed Pelfrey at Sonora High School, getting up to speed on everything when it comes to Sonora High School. If you missed that show, it is archived in the media section of mymotherload.com. This weekend, we are focusing all of our attention on Somerville Union High School District. We're joined by Michael Merrill, getting us up to date on everything that's happening at the Somerville campus in Tuolumne. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. In a programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be talking with the new president at Columbia College, Dr. Lena Tran. She'll be getting us up to speed on everything happening this fall semester at Columbia College. She'll also talk about her backgrounds and goals and priorities for the community college. That's next week on Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.